God, that we will be known by our love. And I thank you, Lord, that you will give us your heart and your eyes. You've already given us your heart and your eyes, God. We were born again, became you, God. Pray, Father, to your Holy Spirit, that you would guide us to walk in with you. You would guide us to come into line with who you are, who you've made us to be in your image. Pray, Holy Spirit, that you would open up our hearts, that we would receive the word that you want to plant into our hearts this evening, Lord, and ask in Jesus' name. Not one of the words that come from your heart into our hearts, Lord, just fall to the face of the Lord. I pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Through the eyes of love, I really believe that the Lord wants to do some healing in our, the way we see. There's some healing in our eyes this evening. And I'm really trusting, Lord, I've heard him say that even blind eyes will open tonight. Spiritual blind eyes will open tonight. So really be expecting and be ready to receive a word from the Lord. Not from a man. Right. So let's quickly go to the third slide. My wife is on laptop duty, so we should be in perfect unity. That's the fourth slide. We're still growing in the Lord. The Lord showed me something in the scripture I want to share with you. I don't know whether it's going to be too long. I'm not quite sure how long it's going to be, but let's see how it goes. First, let us read that. It's in Matthew chapter 6. I realize I didn't write it there, but let's read. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's the first little part of this big piece of scripture. The second part is the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? We get terribly confused when we read that. All right, but we're going to focus on that a little bit and maybe dissolve some of that. The third bit says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So in these three pieces, the piece before that speaks about something completely different, and the piece after this we're going to speak about it also, because the piece after this starts with the word therefore. So when you read, obviously, all of you know this, when you read the word therefore, it means that which comes before that is very important to understand why they say therefore. So this is something that therefore is being said of. So let's first look at this. It's three little sections, which I would like to propose to you, in some way, looks at the same thing. And it's how to together by that little part in the middle that we so often get confused about, because it's very unclear what that might mean. And because when we read the first part, we all know, you know, treasures on earth, treasures in heaven. We've heard that 100 times. When we read the last part, it's God and money, and we understand that also. Let's just read that little part again. The eye is the lamp of the body. In Psalm 190, verse 105, it says that the word of God is the lamp onto our feet. Right? And in biblical terms, when there wasn't electricity, a lamp was used as a light for your feet. So it shows you the way. Right? So the lamp was used to show you where you must walk, where you must go. You walk by it, a lamp. So you walk by the way that your eye leads you. It says here, you walk by the way that your eye leads you. So if the eye that leads you is healthy, then your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, the whole body will be full of darkness. If the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? That's a bit funny, isn't it? The light is darkness. How can light be darkness? Okay. So if the light in you is darkness, and this is what it means, your eyes, wherever you go, your eyes will highlight something to you. Your eyes will see something, and that will cause you to react to something. Your eyes, as you know, works with light. If there's no light, your eyes can't work. Your eyes can't see. Okay? So the light is what your eyes illuminate. Is the thing that your eyes is illuminating, your eyes is highlighting, is that thing light or is that thing darkness? Okay. So you're walking down the street, and on the right hand of the street is a brand new red Ferrari. That's the most incredible car you've ever seen in your life. And on the left hand of the street is someone sitting with their head in their hands in some kind of distress. And the question is, what does your eyes show you? Do you, and you know your own heart, do you immediately go, wow, look at that thing, and go to that Ferrari? Or when you're in a shop and it's an 80% sale. It's an 80% sale and everybody just ran in there, okay? And it's early, you are first, and everything is still on the sales, 80% off, you know, clearance sale. You don't have any more clothes to wear, so you need to be here by now. This is from the Lord, okay? And the shop assistant is going through the most hectic time of the night. She really doesn't want to be here. You know yourself. Would you see that? Or would you run? Or if you know, I've got 1 hour, I need to reach gym right now. I've got 1 hour to do this thing, which is the most important thing. I need to work on myself. And on your way there, you see like a little street kid wandering down the road, crying, and you don't really know what's going on there. You really don't have time for that right now, but you need to get to that job. That's the way we so often live, isn't it? We just go on. We just do the things that looks nice. And what the Lord is speaking to my heart is, He wants to heal the eyes that we have, because our eyes show us the wrong things. Our eyes highlight darkness. Because that Ferrari versus that person, if Jesus would walk down that road, I don't even think He would have noticed the Ferrari. Or would you agree with me? I don't even think He would have noticed it, would you? If Jesus was on His way, if He was in that cell, do you think He would have cared about 80% more? Do you think He would have cared about that shop assistant? I don't know whether you're German. I'm really not sure. He was a carpenter and a fisherman, and they walked far, so he was probably healthy enough. So all I want us to do is to be honest with where we are. And when we are, we can come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you. I realize you need you. So I'm asking, what are your eyes showing you? And this little piece is kind of clamped within the other two pieces. beautiful because the first one has this comparison between treasures on earth and treasures in heaven, which is exactly what we're talking about. If your eye would see the light, what would it see? The treasure in heaven. What is the treasure in heaven? Because we can go to the next line, I think it sums it up well. If you have a good eye, your eye sees the treasure in heaven. What are treasures in heaven? It's people. Hello. It's people. Okay. That's it. That's it. If your eye is bad, you can see the treasure that's on earth. Okay? And then the last bit speaks about God and money. And once again, that good eye will see God. And the seek to see God, like Seeker inspires you to do. And all of us. And the bad eye would seek money. And you know what? We so often, we would so easily say, no, I'm not a servant of my money. No, that sounds too big. I serve God, I can't serve God. Oh, that's like, sure. That's, that must be very unsaved. You know what? You know what? How many decisions in your life are influenced by money? How many times is the deciding factor is money? That's the question I've come up with. How many times is that the deciding factor? Am I going to take this new job? Who makes the call? Am I going to go on this mission? No, can't afford it. That's the best excuse ever. Alright? It's a horrible excuse. I think if I have paid for 10% of the missions I was on, then that is a lot. The Lord pays for what He wants you to do. And so easily, guys, we live in an environment where money is there and money runs on lives, and we should be sure to get away. And the healthy eye will seek God, and the other one will seek money, as we see in that second part. And what we then see, it says in the middle, is when you have that good eye, it will bring light to your soul. But when you have a bad eye, it will bring darkness to your soul. That's what will happen at the end of that. If they say, if the light in you is darkness, I believe what is meant with the light is just the thing that is highlighted to you by your eyes. It is something you can see, so therefore it is light entering in. Okay? But the thing you see, if it's that Ferrari and not that equipped person that is in need of the love of Jesus, then. Mm-hmm. Okay. You catch my drift. Right. So what happens right after this is the very well-known passage that we know, but we often start reading the very next passage without first understanding this. So the question after this is, okay, so what do my eyes show me? Can I be honest? And what should my eyes show me? Can I be honest? Then I need to do something. What is that thing that I then need to do? It's answered in the next piece, and it's a longer piece than what I have, but on the next slide, you know this very well. Therefore, here's the answer. I tell you, it's Jesus that speaks, isn't this? Therefore, I tell you, what should you not do? Do not be anxious about your life, and then you know the rest of what you should wear, what you should, you know, the whole big morale. That's what you should not do. Another sign of a bad eye would be that you're anxious. And then comes the beautiful part. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Seek first. Seeking seek means to look for something. Okay? I'm seeking you in the crowd. Okay? It can mean that, or it can mean, the other thing it can mean is to try to establish something. I seek peace with you. I'm trying to establish peace. You mean meet God. Alright? So seeking is something that you do with your eyes, but you cannot do seeking first the kingdom of God if your eyes are bad. And I believe the Lord wants to heal some of our eyes this evening. So if we can go to the next slide, and you watch, I'm almost done. And then we're going to trust the Lord to heal some of our eyes. The next slide is saying seeking the kingdom. So what should we do with our lives? This is very what the Lord is saying here is very categorical, and it's very much with regards to our whole life. Okay? He's saying, do not worry about anything else. Do not worry about your life, he says. Do not worry about your life. Okay? So don't worry about your life. But what should you do? He said, just the kingdom of God. So what does that mean? What does that look like? First of all, seek to look with your eyes. Where is the kingdom? Where is it manifested? Where is the kingdom at? Okay. What is God busy doing? Where is the kingdom coming? Where are his people? And join it. Alright? Look for it and join it. And the second thing you should do is look and see where the kingdom is not yet, has not yet come. In his life, in what workplace, in what area, it has not yet come. And then the second meaning of the word seek. And then try to establish it there. So that's life. And that's pretty much all you should do with your life. Okay? It has many outflows. It looks in many, it's got in many ways of doing this thing. But we should. And we ask ourselves the question, like, what am I doing with my life? And I believe that if this is not the answer, if we can't say that primarily it was because in the pursuit of this that I ended up doing that, then we might be walking our own way. If it was in the pursuit of this that I took that new job, that's cool. If it was in the pursuit of this that I ended up in Kleersdorp, then that's cool. But often, I see so many other factors involved in the way that we make our decisions. And those are just because we set other things before our eyes as being important and being of value to be sought after. Things that we seek after that are not the kingdom of God. Making sense? Alright? So, it's a very simple message. It's a very straightforward message. We just need to be honest. And then most of us will say, well, something needs to happen. Something needs to happen. Because where I'm at, what I'm doing, all these things, if I look at my life, the decisions I've made, what are the things that I decide? Why did I decide? Treasures on earth, treasures in heaven, God. And the Lord really wants to challenge some of us this evening, and he wants to call some of you and say, come into the kingdom to which you were saved. Because I saved you into my kingdom. But you're living outside of it. What are you doing? You're taking my salvation, but the massive gift of walking in my kingdom, of being a prince and princess and heir in this kingdom, pursuing it, seeking it, seeing it, you're missing out on life. You're missing out on what I have for you. This is life in abundance. Those other things just end up in having a soul full of darkness. That's what it ends up. And we must get rid of it. I often do this exercise where I put my whole life on a page, every aspect of it. And I work through the whole thing on a macro level. I would stop that circuit. So what is my life made up of? What do I, like, what are the things I engage with in my life? If I would take everything I spend my time on and I've clustered them, what clusters would I get? And then I would evaluate all of them and say, did I start engaging them because I was seeing the kingdom manifesting there and wanting to join it? Or did I engage that because I saw there was no, the kingdom was not there and I wanted to establish it there in obedience to the Lord? Or did I engage that just because some other wise reason that I made up along the way that I think is a great idea? Like, I need to save enough money for my pension. How does that fit with do not worry about your life? Huh? Sure. I don't know. I might be offended. Some of you are like, but I'm asking, like, what are we making our decisions on? What are we pursuing? What are we seeking? And maybe this is a bit heavy, but some of you really need to respond to this. Some of you really need to be serious and say, I'm going to step into this now. I'm going to cross this. And if you ask the question about how and where and what should I do, and you want answers from someone, the answer is seek. Alright? Which means it isn't that obvious. Isn't that right? Seek it. If you play hide and seek, it means you seek because you don't know where they are. Because you couldn't be seek. So the beauty of this thing is that God unravels it to us as we seek. And He tests our heart in this, that if we seek, He shows us. But if we don't seek, He's not going to reveal it all to us. Because He knows if we seek, we come with our heart that wants to see Him and wants to see His kingdom. But if we don't seek, then we just don't want to find. Isn't that a beautiful mechanism working there? So it's just a litmus test of our heart. Because the answer's not right there. The answer is there in wrestling with them, going and telling the Lord, what should I do with my life? What should I, like where am I heading? How does this look like? Moving forward. And seeing Him, I'm telling you, finding in Scripture, in his presence, until you can map out your life before Him and say, I know that my God ordained this and this and this and this in my life. And every step that I take is it's a light, it's glory. And there you'll find life. There you'll find life. There your soul will be full of life and not darkness. And the things that look so nice right now, like that stupid Ferrari and 90% sale and that gym body, it brings darkness. In my mind, that's another word for death. In the spirit. Okay. So, that means maybe just get an atmosphere where we can respond to the Lord. So can we get like the band just up and can we just get the lights off? Because I don't want everyone to just be looking at me or anyone else. But if we could just all close our eyes where we are right now, that'd be amazing. And we need to respond to the Lord in this. We need to say, Lord, I need to wake up. I need to start walking in this life that you've set out for me for the foundation of the world. I need your eyes, Lord. I need your eyes, Lord. I realize was that the things that are illuminated to me, the things that are highlighted to me, they reveal my heart, Lord. They show me, oops, I realize that I'm looking with fleshly eyes. And the eyes of the kingdom, the eyes of Jesus, I need. Is anyone, I'm just really sure to do this, anyone that feel that I realize my need to have my eyes overhauled so that they can look like Jesus. I realize the need to have a healthy eye and not a bad eye, and I recognize in my life that I look and I see after things are not always the kingdom. If that's you, you want to come before the Lord this evening, say, yes, Lord, desperately want to have your view. And I just want you to stand up. Just in boldness. So that's me, Lord. So see you this evening. And you realize that this is your... I've got some darkness in my soul. I don't know where that darkness is coming from, Lord. I'm struggling with darkness in my soul. I'm struggling with that sin, I'm struggling with that sickness, I'm struggling with this stuff, I'm struggling with this anxiety and this fear and this nonsense, and I don't know where it's coming from, this darkness in my soul. And the Word of God says, let me give you eyes, so that the light that comes into you is really light, and that it doesn't cause sickness inside of you. Lord, I thank you for every heart that's responding now. And God, in the name of Jesus, as a congregation, we're saying no to mammon, in Jesus' name. We're saying we will seek you first. You've given your life to us. We are giving our lives to you, God. We will not serve another master. I break the hold of money over us in Jesus' name. I declare we will not make our decisions based on. I declare, Lord, that we will see treasures in people as you do and not in stuff. God, I pray that you would grant us your love and compassion on those around us and an eternal perspective so we can see what real treasure is like. And I speak it into every heart. You will see people and your heart will break. If you are willing to receive this, then receive this. You will see people and your heart will break, and you will not see the things of this world. You will not see that 90% sale or that Ferrari or that gym session. That won't even be on your radar anymore in Jesus' name. We'll walk out of this world in Jesus' name. And there where we are, we will be the light. We will seek after treasures in heaven that have eternal value. Everyone that wants the Lord to heal their eyes, the Lord said he wants to open up blind eyes. You've never even seen what I'm talking about. You've always just seen the things of this world. Your eyes just illuminate the things of this world. I want you to put your hand on your eyes. Put your hand on your eyes. That's you. Lord, I pray that you can do a miracle. And in Jesus' name, be healed. All of those eyes, be healed in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray that the light can come through those eyes now as we touch them in Jesus' name, Lord. We command your healing, Lord. I pray that you would give us your eyes now with desire for it, Jesus. Every one of us, Lord, with our hands on our eyes, we desire it, Lord. We say, come
Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, remove this from me and give me your heart so that my soul can be full of light. Lord, so I can sing and dance and proclaim your praises, God. So I can have the joy that you speak of in your word and the life and abundance that you speak of in your word so that those around me can see you through my life and glorify you and come to salvation. Lord, give us your eyes. I pray, I ask for this in Jesus' name. And Lord, you say you will do this. I pray that you would right now, God, you would heal our hearts, Lord, as we repent, as we come to you, Lord, as we repent, as we come to you, Lord. Just as you stand there, just come before the Lord, just say, Lord, I turn away from this. In your own words, just tell the Lord, I turn away from these things of the world that I'm looking at, and I decide to seek your kingdom, Lord, and then say, help me, God. That's the best prayer you can ever pray. Help me, God. All we need to do is align our hearts and say, Lord, I don't want these eyes anymore. I want your eyes. Help me, God. And then he is faithful to do it. The author and the finisher of our faith. He can do it. If you really want him to, he will heal your eyes. Just communicate with him. And then from this place, the word says, it says it's a double-barreled command. In the same word, it says, do not be anxious. And it says, seek first the kingdom of God. You do both of them at once. If you're anxious, you say, anxiety, go away in Jesus' name. I'll not be anxious. And then you say, I'll seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I believe that some of you here this evening, and for you guys, we want to pray specifically afterwards. I just believe the Holy Spirit is saying that some of you are so scared to say that because you're so scared of what God will say. There's a couple of you who must respond to that word. Can I just see by who's afraid of this because you're so afraid of what you might say? You might be so afraid. Really want to pray with you afterwards. I want to declare to you that he is a good, good father. And he knows that what he calls you into is for his utmost glory, and his utmost glory is your greatest good. He has only good things for you. He has only good things for you. The things you think you want, he's got 100 times that. And if the things he says sounds other than what you would have thought, start walking in and you'll see his ways are better. You will come to life and claim Jesus' name if you walk into that. Yes, Lord. I really pray that you would bring a focus into us, God. We pray, God, the Holy Spirit, you would bring a continual conviction, Lord, of this in Jesus' name. That Jesus would just remind us, Lord,
We're human. We need you to remind us, Lord. I pray that we set our minds on you in Jesus' name. I thank you for the work that you're doing in our hearts right now. We worship you. We honor you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I told you it was going to be short. So we will be, you are welcome if you need to go home, but we will be ministering with a couple of people. If you really need prayer for anything in this regard, anything that we spoke about right now, you really want someone to just come and pray with you, or if that word of specifically being scared of what the Lord might say to you, please treat you, and just come forward as we sing this song. And there'll be some of us that will pray for you. So the rest of you can stand up again, we can worship the Lord. And if you really have to go, you can also go. Let's worship him and let's pray. Is that cool? Let's stand and worship.
I'm doing the new thing. Behold, I'm doing the new thing. Do you not see it? Do you not perceive it? Behold, I'm doing the new thing. Behold, I'm doing the new thing. Behold.